Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, the latest going down in the wood. That'd be Hollywood.
Trending now.
Wow, well, how about the 75th Emmys went down last night, and host Anthony Anderson recruited a little help from his mama Doris to cut people off whenever their acceptance speeches went too long.
Normally on award shows, we do what's called playoff music, which everyone tends to ignore. This year, I've got something that nobody can ignore. My mama. Tonight, my mama, she is going to be the Emmy's playoff mama. Now, when you see my mama coming, just thank Jesus and your family and wrap it up. And I don't want nobody to get disrespectful with my mama, because my mama is from the west side of Chicago and she can throw them hands.
Shut up. That's enough.
Mama. All right, you're supposed to be yelling at the other people, not at me, not in the middle of the monologue.
The time's up, baby. Cut to the chase.
All right. See what I mean?
Damn.
Wow. Mama Doris was sitting in the audience, kind of near the front. She had a great seat.
Love it.
And of course, when people went too long, she stood up and told them to wrap it up. Jennifer Coolidge was the first winner to face her wrath.
I love it.
Wow. How about John Oliver made it even better when his show Last Week Tonight won the Emmy for Outstanding Scripted Series. He says, "I'm not leaving without getting played off by Anthony Anderson's mama."
I would do it on purpose, totally.
100. How about one of the show's highlights? They say it was Christina Applegate coming out to present an award, getting a much-deserved standing ovation. Then she jokingly scolded the crowd for shaming her and her MS by standing up.
Wow.
She's like, wow.
Thank you so much. You're totally shaming me with disability by standing up. It's fine. Okay. body, not by Ozempic. Okay, let's go.
Wow. She was just kind of having a little moment there.
A little fun there.
Mind you, they say the show also featured cast reunions from several shows. It was pretty cool, including Cheers, Grey's Anatomy, Martin, Maine, The Sopranos, All in the Family, and Ally McBeal.
Wow.
Several cast members jumped on stage and presented awards and did a little funny bit. It was really cool. But they say the night's big winners were Succession, The Bear with 6 wins each, and the limited series Beef with 5.
There you go.
So, you know, all in all, a very successful awards show. Nothing happened. No one got slapped.
Well,
it wasn't crazy.
And maybe Anthony Anderson proving he should be the host for every award show.
Agreed.
Just
he
saying.
And Mama did an excellent job, I'm telling you.
Come on now.
Trending now.
Wow, how about Rebecca Romijn says she was blindsided by the stuff about her in John Stamos' autobiography. Up to this point, she hadn't said anything. She'd pretty much remained silent, despite John Stamos, her ex-husband, saying that at one point he called her the devil. Wow. Rebecca says, "I was very surprised by all of that, incredibly shocked, actually. I was sort of blindsided by it. But, you know, at the end of the day, I don't really want to help him sell his books based on those headlines. So that's, really all I want to say about it." He talked about their relationship, talked about how she made him feel emasculated. They were together for a long time, by the way. They tied the knot in 1998, but not before. They met 4 years before that, then finally parted ways in 2004. And John, you know, recently put a memoir out, and he did not have nice things to say about her. The thing is, usually when one person writes a memoir and is going to mention their ex in it, they kind of give him a heads up. And both Rebecca Romijn and her husband, Jerry O'Connell, say, yeah, she was blindsided. No one gave her a heads up that that was going to happen. So that was pretty rough, he says. But it's all good. We move on. And Rebecca says, basically, she's like, don't buy his book.
Damn.
He ain't got nothing nice to say. Don't buy it.
Yeah, we can tell these two definitely not friends at all.
No.
Watch out.
93.
Good morning, little Rebecca in the morning. Time to forget birthdays, anniversaries, special events.
Yeah, get those in if you've got someone to wish a happy birthday to. 563-9393.
Yeah, boy. All right, time for an interview. It went
viral.
Viral. It went viral. Recently, someone ordered delivery and left a little note for the guys that were delivering the food, a little heads up to
Again?
Them.
Again?
Yes. Here's what the notes were when they delivered their food. They said, hey, please knock quietly. I'm supposed to be on a diet. There you go.
OMG.
There you go.
I'm getting food delivery, but I'm really not supposed to.
Yeah, this restaurant got this amusing request in the delivery notes section, and it said, yeah, not quietly, I'm supposed to be on a diet. Whatever the diet was, this was definitely...
Not a part of it.
No, they figured, okay, this must be a cheat meal, because they ordered a Texas barbecue-style pizza,
ooh,
a double chocolate ice cream waffle, wow, with chocolate sauce, and a very large Dr. Pepper thank you.
Holy moly!
Yeah,
is a cheat meal unlike any other I've ever heard of.
Yeah. The restaurant found it really amusing, and they made sure that the delivery guy was, like, on it and be like, okay, we're going to honor them because they, you know, they're faithful customers.
Right.
And, you know, whoever they're trying to, you know, keep
hide
this,
from.
Yeah.
Be on the DL.
Let's make sure we do it. So they did it, and they quietly knocked a very, very, and made sure that no one in the house knew except for the person that was grabbing the food. There you go.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I wouldn't have even, that's really surprising in this day and age where you can put notes or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, if I didn't want anyone to know, honestly, I would have put my number down. I would have been like, text me.
Yeah.
I'm going to come to the door.
Totally.
I mean, I'm not
text
quietly.
Text me at the curbside. I'll do the curbside reverse. I'll walk to my curb for you.
100, because my idea of a quiet knock and your idea of a quiet knock are very different.
This is true.
What if
you know, if someone is going to be at the house, you're probably thinking someone else is going to be there, and
right,
you're trying to keep it from them. Yeah, you may want to just do something like you said. I'll meet you at the mailbox.
Yeah.
Or something,
yeah,
you know?
I mean, I don't even want you to come to the door. Like, in fact, if we get busted, you're at the wrong house.
Well, in a day and time when a lot of delivery drivers are getting upset over not big enough tips and this and that, this is at least good to know that they're working with each other here.
Yeah.
Like
that's
that.
The kind of delivery driver,
yeah,
if I ever did something like that, that I would be. I would be like, shoot, what you want? You want me to meet you at the corner over
yes
here at the light, the stop sign? I got you.
Wow. Good job. And now they'll keep ordering from you on the DL.
Oh, 100. Forget the diet. It's gone.
What?
And don't be letting your kids get you caught up on TikTok. Yo, Mio, that's next on your world's famous Scottermans.
The 432's Morning Show. Leo and Rebecca.
In the morning.
Only on B93. This loca. Don't give a damn.
That's right.
Time for Carmen Calls with Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
For his TikTok video, and she's the HR. She's the assistant to the
assistant, assistant to the assistant
to the assistant
to the assistant.
Okay, okay.
But this one, I think I'm gonna love.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Scottermans. Can I please speak to Ernest?
Yep, this is he.
Hi there, Ernest. I'm the assistant to the assistant to the assistant to Tanya, your HR manager, and I'm following up on some complaints about some questionable social media content.
Okay.
We've gotten information that you were dressed in a bikini on TikTok and dancing suggestively. I don't know if you
let me stop you. Right. Who are you again?
My name is Scottermans and I'm with corporate HR. You were dancing in a video, shaking your hips, and you were wearing what is described as a bikini.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I don't know why you are looking at my social media.
Well, first of all, I'd like to know why you were in a bikini dancing like that. Are you an exotic dancer?
No, I'm not an exotic dancer.
Oh, okay. Be a better representative for the company by not deciding to do digital videos where you're half naked and gyrating. Hello?
Hello?
Hola, this is Scottermans. I believe we were disconnected.
Yeah. I don't appreciate you. What I do for fun is really none of your business or the company's business.
Sir, you can do it.
Shout out. Leo and Rebecca with the birthday holla on the Basin's number one for hip-hop, B93.
Yeah, come on. It's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
Time for the B93 birthday.
Holla.
You better holla at somebody. Who's having a big old birthday on this Tuesday, January the 16th. Wow.
All right, let's see here. Manuel Aiden Ortega has got a birthday today. Manuel Aiden is 10 years old. Wow,
yeah.
Double digits. Excuse me. Dad, stepmom, brothers, and sister, we love you, Manuel. Have a great day.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Nice, nice birthday. It's going out to Celebrity Wise, who's having a big old birthday today. Kate Moss is 50. Iconic supermodel.
Yeah, I remember her from back in the day.
Just saying. Sade. Oh, my gosh. Sade does not get enough credit or recognition. 65 years old. Go back to the 80s if you want the smoothest music ever.
Heard that.
Gosh. Sade, 65 years old today. Smooth operator. Yeah. Love that. John Carpenter, 76 years old, director of Halloween. The Thing, Christine, The Fog, Escape from New York, so much stuff.
Wow.
He's one of those classic 80 ones, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Lin-Manuel Miranda is 44 years old today.
Where has he been?
Bombo. You know, he had so much coming out. So many projects. I guess he's working on other ones.
I do feel like that's exactly what he's doing. He's probably got a lot of projects that he's,
very true.
He's going to bring to us maybe even next year. Maybe this year is the year that he does a lot of writing and all that good stuff.
Happy, happy birthday to him. All right, let's spin the morning game wheel, see what it lands on, because we got some dominoes up for grabs.
Let's go, let's go. All right, it is spinning. It is spinning. It's spinning and it's landing on the game.
Game. So easy, but really, is it? Yeah, I think so. You can win some dominoes. All you got to do is dial it up at 563-9393. Hit us up. Good morning. It is 736 here in the 432. Good.
Shouting, Mom.
Hello?
Oh, hey. I called.
Yes, you called.
Hello?
Did you butt dial us?
Oh, no. I was doing it for my mom.
All right, okay. Let's get Mom on the line.
Mom, where's Mom?
Where's Mama?
Okay.
Mom is like, leave me alone, I'm busy.
Mom's like, hello? I'm driving, can't you see that?
Mom!
Hey, Mom!
What is your kiddo doing to you? Putting you on the radio?
She is, and I'm trying to do the crosswalk. I told her to go ahead and play the game.
Wait, you're trying to do the crosswalk. Are you in the middle of the crosswalk right now?
Yeah, don't judge me. I love dominoes, though.
Okay, she loves dominoes, though.
But you're directing the crosswalk.
Are you directing the crosswalk?
I'm ready, though.
Oh, my gosh.
That is awesome.
Good for you.
Oh, yeah.
So do you help the kiddos get across the street?
Of course. I'll take the hit for them. Y'all have a good day, guys. Say hi to me and Rebecca. We're on the radio. Say hi.
Hey! Yay! Wow.
What's up?
This is a first.
I don't think we've ever been a part of someone directing a crosswalk in the morning before.
We're live on the crosswalk this morning.
I love it.
That is
it's
awesome.
Almost like we're
Rebecca,
live on the red carpet.
Rebecca.
Look at that.
She's introducing us to everyone.
Everybody, I love this.
Oh, wow.
Awesome shout
okay,
out.
Okay, so what's your name, Mom, by the way?
Jennifer.
Wow. Well, thank you for what you do, okay?
Yeah, girl.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Awesome. All right, real quick, 10 seconds on the board. Hear the rules real quick.
All right, we're playing the game. You cannot have more than 3 seconds of silence. You can't repeat the same answer twice, and you can't say,
All right, here's your topic. Other things that you call the bathroom. I have to go to the bathroom. Not bathroom. Were there other ways to refer to the bathroom? Name as many as you can. Ready and go.
Potty, tinkles, restroom. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you said it. Oh. But I like the way you were going. Potty, I got to go potty. I got to go to the tinkle.
Yes, I got to go tinkle. What was the other one she said? Restroom?
Restroom.
Yeah. You know what I said the other day? I heard a friend say it, and all of a sudden I'm like saying it now. Ladies' room. I'm going to go to the ladies' room.
There you go.
Yeah, but I do say potty to my kids. Hey, go potty before we leave the house.
Got to go to the pot.
Washroom.
To the pot.
Got to go to the pot.
Yeah.
Some people call it the loo.
Yes,
the loo. Proper folks. Latrine. Yeah. Wow. How about guys? Some guys are like, I'm going to go to the John.
The John.
John's a weird word for a bathroom.
That's old school, I think. Wow.
The washroom, the toilet.
Yes.
I've never heard the water closet, but apparently you can call it a water closet.
And there's a couple we can't say on the radio.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You know,
I'm just saying.
There are a couple that Dad used to use back in the day. He's like, I'm going to the, you know.
Yeah, it's all good.
How about powder room?
Wow.
One we can't say on the radio, the crapper. I guess we can call it the crapper.
I guess so.
I'm going to use the facilities.
The facility.
All right. There you go. The can.
Wow.
I mean, there are a bunch.
This is true. The caca can.
Wow.
What? What?
Okay.
Never mind.
I'll stick with the ladies' room and the little boys' room.
Hey, it doesn't matter. You get some Domino's pizza no matter what.
Holding that crosswalk down, girl.
Thank you for doing what you do. Stay warm. And, hey, what station just hooked it up for you?
B93.
Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, the lady's going down in the wood. That'd be holly, 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 woo.
Trending now.
Wow, well, how about The 75th Emmys went down last night, and host Anthony Anderson recruited a little help from his mama, Doris, to cut people off whenever their acceptance speeches went too long.
Normally, award shows, we do what's called playoff music, which everyone tends to ignore. This year, I've got something that nobody can ignore. My mama. Tonight, my mama, she is going to be the Emmys playoff mama. Now, when you see my mama coming, just thank Jesus and your family and wrap it up. And I don't want nobody to get disrespectful with my mama, because my mama is from the west side of Chicago and she can throw them hands.
Shut up. That's enough.
Mama. All right, you're supposed to be yelling at the other people, not at me, not in the middle of the monologue.
The time's up, baby. Cut to the chase.
All right. See what I mean?
Damn.
Wow. Mama Doris was sitting in the audience, kind of near the front. She had a great seat.
Love it.
And of course, when people went too long, she stood up and told them to wrap it up. Jennifer Coolidge was the first winner to face her wrath.
I love it.
Wow. How about John Oliver made it even better when his show Last Week Tonight won the Emmy for Outstanding Scripted Series. He says, I'm not leaving without getting played off by Anthony Anderson's mama.
I would do it on purpose, totally.
100. How about one of the show's highlights, they say, was Christina Applegate coming out to present an award, getting a much-deserved standing ovation. Then she jokingly scolded the crowd for shaming her and her MS by standing up.
Wow.
She's like, wow.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God. You're totally shaming me with disability by standing up. It's fine. Okay. Body not by Ozempic. Okay, let's go.
Wow, she was just kind of having a little fun moment there.
A little fun there.
Mind you, they say the show also featured cast reunions from several shows. It was pretty cool, including Cheers, Grey's Anatomy, Martin, Maine, The Sopranos, All in the Family, and Ally McBeal.
Wow.
Several cast members jumped on stage and presented awards and did a little funny bit. It was really cool. But they say the night's big winners were Succession, The Bear with 6 wins each, and the limited series Beef with 5.
There you go.
So, you know, all in all, a very successful awards show. Nothing happened. No one got slapped.
Well,
it wasn't crazy.
And maybe Anthony Anderson proving he should be the host for every award show.
Agreed.
Just
he
saying.
And Mama did an excellent job, I'm telling you.
Come on now.
Trending now.
Wow, how about Rebecca Romijn says she was blindsided by the stuff about her and John Stamos' autobiography. Up to this point, she hadn't said anything. She'd pretty much remained silent, despite John Stamos, her ex-husband, saying that at one point he called her the devil. Wow. Rebecca says, I was very surprised by all of that, incredibly shocked, actually. I was sort of blindsided by it. But, you know, at the end of the day, I don't really want to help him sell his books based on those headlines. So that's, really all I want to say about it. He talked about their relationship, talked about how she made him feel emasculated. They were together for a long time, by the way. They tied the knot in 1998, but not before. They met 4 years before that, then finally parted ways in 2004. And John, you know, recently put a memoir out, and he did not have nice things to say about her. Damn. The thing is, usually when one person writes a memoir and is going to mention their ex in it, they kind of give him a heads up. And both Rebecca Romijn and her husband, Jerry O'Connell, say, yeah, she was blindsided. No one gave her a heads up that was going to happen. Damn. So that was pretty rough, he says. But it's all good. We move on. And Rebecca says, basically, she's like, don't buy his book.
Damn.
He ain't got nothing nice to say. Don't buy it.
Yeah, we can tell these two definitely not friends at all.
No.
Watch out.
Now. You know what's up. Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high-performance car audio and more. Check them out at 2003 Andrews Highway, Odessa.
432's Morning Show. Leo and Rebecca in the morning. Only on B93. More Leo and Rebecca after this banger on the Basin's number one for hip-hop, B93. Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Cause I've been waiting, waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
joining us. How are you doing today, man?
You know, life is beautiful, but it'd be better if I had a second date lined up with Kimberly.
Aw, I like that. He said life is beautiful. You're right. It is.
It is a beautiful thing.
Let's see if we can help you, you know, live your best life, Jeff. What do you say? How did date number one go?
Yeah, no, it's good, I thought. But I haven't heard from Kimberly in over a week, so I don't know. I'm not so sure.
Yeah, so let's go back to the beginning. What'd you guys do on the date?
Well, I know this bar with a fireplace, and we went there and we had a few drinks and we roasted marshmallows.
Shut up.
I love that. Did you like bring your own marshmallows? Is that like a really cool thing now that people do?
Maybe, but this place had they have a drinks and s'mores special. So, you know, they had the marshmallows there.
Drinks and s'mores. Oh. Leo, take me there.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Love that.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
How did the talk go? Did y'all have a good conversation or what?
Yeah, it went great, I thought. She seems like a really good person. She's fostering a couple bunnies now, actually.
She's fostering some bunnies. Love her already.
Oh, I have bunnies growing up.
Aww. Well, you know, we've heard of fostering. That's pretty cool, don't you think?
Yeah, I thought she had a good heart, you know, and that's really important to me. It's not just because of the bunnies, you know. I mean, she just seems like a good person. So, I don't know. It's even more frustrating that I haven't heard from her.
Yeah.
Did you, you know, can you think of anything that came up that could be the reason why?
I was thinking about that, but I did ask. I asked if she wanted to go to a movie sometime soon, and she said she'd have to check her calendar.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like that big a deal.
No, I don't think it's a big deal. All right. Well, let's call her, and let's see if we can figure out what happened, whether it was you, the bunnies, or who knows what. And we'll do that next, so don't go nowhere, okay?
Okay, deal.
It's Elvis. Morning, B93. Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Cause I've been waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Hey, are we talking to Kimberly?
Who is this?
Hey, it's Leo and Rebecca, and we have a mutual friend, and we wanted to talk to you about him and why you ghosted him.
Yeah, do you remember Jeff?
Oh, yeah. No, I remember him. He's hard to forget.
How so?
He chews every bite like 1,000 times. Like, conversation was so difficult.
Wow.
Okay, hang on. I'm a little confused here. He said that you just had s'mores and drinks.
Yep. And he chewed every single bite 32 or 33 times. And yes, I eventually counted. It was so weird.
She was counting his.
Oh my gosh!
Chewing.
Was he like a smacker? I don't understand.
Yeah, still a little confusing. But we do happen to have Jeff on hold. If you want to, you know, say hello so he can explain.
Sure.
Bro, you're on, man.
Kimberly. I'm so relieved it's something so minor. I'm starting to think you didn't like me.
No, I mean, it's not exactly minor, and it's not that I don't like you. You seem like a really nice guy. It just was so weird.
Ooh, what do you mean weird? It's healthy to properly chew your food.
No, but not as much as you do. It's like strange, and I eventually figured, like, okay, I'll try to match him, and by the time I got to chew number 15, there was nothing left to chew. Why do you do that?
I'm sorry. Why is this even a thing?
Because I was carrying like 80% of the conversation. I was exhausted.
Well, I can hardly chew less. Is that what you're asking of me?
I don't know. I guess it is.
Well, I'm not going to rush my digestive process just because you're in a hurry to talk to me.
No, I mean, honestly, you should, you know, consider it because you're definitely overdoing it. Like, you're going to wear your teeth out at the rate you're going.
Wow.
Okay, look, Kimberly, let's just cut to the chase. Are you Are you up for seeing Jeff again or not? Or is the chewing thing just really bothering you that much? Maybe, here's the thing.
You know?
Meet up for smoothies. Okay. Just
a no drink, food.
A
coffee.
Beverage. That's it.
Just, you know, but no, then he's going to be a slurper.
Thank you.
You know, he's not going to be able to win with her.
No, I think that's, you know, a good thought, but what about the point in which we actually eat together? Because that's eventually where it goes.
Wow.
Like, I just can't go out with someone that, who I feel like I'm just waiting for him to talk at every meal that's not a smoothie meal.
Rebecca, she's not too far off. We know people that cannot deal with certain people that smack their food.
Yeah.
And if you... No, dating some guy who smacks his food or chews crazy, can you
That's
really...
That's the only thing you focus on.
Can you really overlook it?
You can't even enjoy the rest of your, you know, anything.
She doesn't like the way you eat, bro, and that's just going to be it. That's just... Boom, that's the answer.
That's hard to swallow.
That's hard to... There you go.
Yeah, it really is.
Wow. Okay.
I like that.
You know what? Here's the thing, Chica. He was eating like one of your bunnies that you're fostering, okay? So don't be so hard on him.
Wow.
He was another bun. Anyways, okay, you guys, not going to happen, but now you know why, and it's all good. Thank you, guys.
I do want to have a meal with Jeff, though, to see what the big fuss is about.
We're curious on how you're smacking, chewing, whatever.
You do you, Jeff.
Anytime. How's this Friday?
Yeah, right?
Let's have lunch with him.
Best of luck to both of you.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Yes, indeed. It is time. It is Tuesday, and you know what that means. It's time to, well, pretty much get our credit repaired. Hello?
Yes, definitely.
Hello. We're into the new year now. We got Carlos on the line. You helped us out last year. You're helping out this year. And, you know, new year, new things. You want to get stuff on the right track, and you can help with the credit, can't you?
That is correct. Good morning to all our listeners. Yeah, so, you know, new year, new plans. You know, if you have any problems, we can definitely help and get those you know, credit approvals.
Yeah. Credit scores up in the new year. That's what it's all about. So, Carlos, listen, Sandra sent us a question, and she wants to know, she's not really familiar with what exactly hurts your credit score. Things that she might be doing more than others that would affect your credit score in a very negative way.
Are there things that we do that we don't know is hurting us?
Yeah. The most common one is not having enough credit established. So when FICO generates your score, they look at a lot of things, but there's three major areas that they look at. Number one, if you have any revolving accounts, any credit cards. If you don't have any, you're losing 30 points. A lot of people don't know that. Also, if you know, FICO looks for installment accounts, anything with a fixed rate, a personal loan, a car loan, a student loan. If you don't have any, you're also losing 30 points. Wow. So when I help my clients, you know, most of them have credit cards, but you know, they don't have personal loans, so we refer them to, you know, advise them how to establish that, and that's 30 points. So those are the two things that definitely you want to have in your credit.
Wow. And the 30 points, I mean, honestly, they add up. It could be the difference of a, you know, fair credit score to a good or even a great credit score, right? That's a lot.
Exactly.
I didn't realize that. Wow.
Correct, guys. That's a lot of points.
So how do you help out when they give you a call? What kind of things do you do?
Well, I mean, what we want to do is help improve that score, you know, with, again, the... knowing how to manage the credit. That's a big part of our service. Everybody's case is different. I need to dissect that report and see what has to be done. But obviously, when it comes to negative items, you know, that's our specialty, challenging that information with the credit bureaus. We have rights. We know what it takes to remove as much as possible, and getting that score up there to get the approval.
You know what? I like that. We have rights.
We do.
We have rights. Let's see what we can do to figure it out. Get it scratched. Get it erased from here.
I love that. How do they reach out to you, man?
Yes, please call us at 915-857-3700. 915
857-3700. And we have the Clippers promotion this month, 30% off. And, you know, so we can help you improve that score. It's a free consultation that we can do over Zoom as well, over the phone or in person. We're here to help.
Hey, calling all couples. Hey, if every year you say to yourself, we really got to work on our credit, this is the year to do it. Both of you as a couple, reach out.
He'll help you out. Thank you so much. We'll see you again next Tuesday, my friend.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Awesome. Thank you.